The Three Kingdoms. Important events and achievements marked each of Egypt's three kingdoms. The Old Kingdom was noted for its well-run system of government. The Old Kingdom. The Old Kingdom pharaohs kept the peace and traded with Nubia, with only occasional conflicts. They sent merchants to the eastern coast of the Mediterranean to find timber, trees used for building. The timber was used to make houses, boats, and furniture. Merchants may have traveled north across the Mediterranean in search of trade items. Toward the end of the Old Kingdom, governors in the provinces began to challenge the power of the pharaoh's government. Egypt's unity crumbled, and the dynasties grew weak. The Middle Kingdom. The early rulers of the Middle Kingdom restored order and reunited the country. Pharaoh spent the nation's wealth on public works instead of on wars. For example, they constructed buildings and irrigation projects. Egypt grew even richer. However, weaker and less able rulers followed. In time, they lost control of the country to foreign invaders. The New Kingdom. Egyptian princes became strong enough to drive out the foreign invaders. This event marks the start of the New Kingdom, which began in 1567 BC. The first pharaohs of the New Kingdom wanted to build an empire. They created huge armies of foot soldiers, mounted warriors, and charioteers. Bronze swords and body armor made the Egyptians nearly unbeatable. One New Kingdom pharaoh is of special interest to scholars. King Tutankhamun became ruler of Egypt while he was still a child. At about age 18, he died and was buried with many precious objects. An archaeologist discovered his tomb in 1922. Since then, studies of Tutankhamun's funeral treasures have taught us a great deal about the ancient Egyptians. Reading check. What characterized each of the three kingdoms?